You Decide 2024. Our coverage continues with Jared Halpern. He's our Fox News correspondent. Good morning, Jared.
Morning.
So much going on again this weekend. We expect Vice President Harris to make an announcement as she prepares for her multi-state battleground campaign tour for next week.
Yeah, she's got a five-day swing, seven states next week that she'll make with her running mate. That includes stops in Pennsylvania, it includes stops in Wisconsin and Michigan and North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada as well. So kind of the big states there that are going to be so important to this election. And the intention here is for her to head to these states with her running mate. So that's the next item here on the presidential calendar is kind of who she selects, what that process looks like. Said to be kind of in its final stages here, as she is expected to conduct some interviews over the weekend and narrow that choice down. And we'll kind of see what that looks like and how that campaign takes shape. But it comes on the heels of just a massive fundraising haul for Harris. That campaign raised $310 million in July. That includes more than $200 million in just the first week of the candidacy. This is the largest sum in presidential history for a single month. Outraised the Trump campaign nearly 2-1. It brings her war chest, the kind of cash on hand amount, to $377 million. So certainly some signs there that at least at the grassroots level, at kind of the base Democratic level, an awful lot of enthusiasm, an awful lot of excitement for the vice president getting in this race.
And she's taking somewhat of a Bernie Sanders approach here to the fundraising, because in one of the videos she said, you know, it doesn't matter, just send me $5 and that'll make a big difference. And that seems to be working for her.
Most of this money was raised under the $200 threshold, so these are considered sort of small dollar donations. You see every campaign certainly do that. They like to tout the smaller dollar donations, again, because it is a sign of kind of grassroots level enthusiasm, and that's what campaigns want to kind of tout. But it is a really eye-popping sum. Definitely shows the enthusiasm around her campaign. We'll see kind of what that looks like moving forward, if that's sustainable. You would anticipate perhaps a little bump when she names a running mate. You would anticipate a little bump during the convention in a couple of weeks. And then we'll kind of see after Labor Day how this campaign shakes out, kind of how the polling settles and all of that. But listen, this is really kind of moved conventional campaigning on its head with kind of the way we think about the process, the length of time that it usually takes to set up a presidential campaign, the vice president doing this on as truncated a schedule as we can certainly remember in modern history.
Mm-hmm. And we had heard earlier this morning that the Trump-Vance campaign is asking for the Election Commission to investigate the transfer of monies from the Biden to the Harris campaign. Do you think that has any standing?
I don't know enough about the law. I'm sure it's something the FEC will look into. You know, Harris, the Biden-Harris campaign was established in a way where generally the vice president, the running mate, is a part of that. So we'll see kind of how that fundraising money is handled. She definitely inherited some funds. That being said, she has raised an awful lot of money on her own as well. But that is certainly something I'm sure that the FEC will offer some guidance on.
Jared Halpern, thank you so much.